Joining me today is Thad Lively. He's Senior Vice President of Trade Access at the U.S. Meat Export Federation here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters meeting. And obviously looking at September exports, talk to me about those.
Yeah, Ben, good news. We're through three-fourths of this year, of course, and as far as the statistics are concerned. And we're seeing good increases over last year for both beef and pork exports. Beef is up about 8% in volume, pork about 5%. So very encouraging news, good turnaround from where we were this time last year. I think the big story on the beef side is that we're seeing solid growth to all of our major Asian markets, whether it's Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, but also to markets in the Western Hemisphere, Mexico, Chile. So that's all good news. And our chilled beef exports to Asia continue to grow. We've really put a lot of emphasis on that as an industry. And so we're quite encouraged by what we see there. On the pork side, picture is a little different. I mean, the key to what's happened in the past year or so in pork exports or pork trade generally is China. China found themselves with a hole to fill. Production's down for a variety of reasons. And their imports this year are up over 100% from where they were last year. Obviously, China accounts for half of the world's pork and half the world's pork consumption. So when they need to import, it sends ripples throughout the global trade. Our exports to China are up something like 80% this year. The EU, of course, is the dominant supplier in China. I think they're up, well, certainly up more than us. I think they have a, say, 75% share of that business right now. So that's been a huge part of what's going on. And obviously, we need that opportunity because we've got more pork here at home, just like we have more beef. I mean, looking ahead a little bit, obviously, we're forecast to see some growth next year. We expect the EU, which is our principal competitor, maybe be down 10% or so. But we're definitely going to be facing a crunch out there in the future, an awful lot of pork. And probably China, from what we can tell, has found a way to climb out of that hole they were in, and production is rebounding.
And I guess when you're looking at breaking into some of these markets or taking competition away, what do you have to do to get into the, like, compete with Europe and things like that?
Well, I'll tell you, Europe has become a fierce competitor. We have always dealt with the European product and the markets that we're active in. But the thing that changed a couple of years ago is that Europe lost access to Russia. Russia was their single largest export market, and when Russia closed, it was interesting to watch, but the Europeans, their industry didn't contract as a result of losing that market. It actually even grew a little bit. And the result is there's an awful lot of pork that has to find a home. And so we're seeing that product in traditional Asian markets, not just China, but Japan, Korea, etc. But it even goes to countries like the Philippines, the Australia. And so in those markets, you're going to be competing against a product that's very competitively priced. It's priced at a level that's got to move the product. So we do a variety of things. It depends on the market. It depends on what the business is. Is it a processing market? Is it a market where our meat makes it into supermarket chains? But I can tell you, it really has changed the balance in the global market.
I know TPP has been the topic for the last year. Now the Trump administration is going to take over here in January. How are we going to convince him, you know, that this TPP is good for agriculture and exports?
Well, you're exactly right. That's our challenge. We need to do that. We need to make it clear that, you know, the ideas that he brought into his campaign about trade and trade agreements, you know, they're not true when it comes to agriculture. We have to export to grow. We have to export to be a healthy industry, and trade agreements have been critical to our ability to do that. So I agree that's a challenge that all of us in agriculture are going to face. But I think he and the members of his new administration are believers in trade. They're believers in exports, and I think it's just going to be a question of finding the right balance.
Thad, thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.